It may be the largest single order made against an indefinite delivery, indefinite quantity vehicle. Booz Allen Hamilton lands an award for the Global Threat Mitigation Program this week against the OASIS IDIQ from the General Services Administration. And that task order shows just how important it is to have the right vehicle. Larry Allen is the president of Allen Federal Business Partners. He publishes the Week Ahead newsletter, and he's writing about this award in the newsletter this week. Larry, do you think this is a blip on the radar screen to have this one huge deal against this IDIQ, or is this where we're headed, given the environment that we live in now? Thanks for coming on today.
Sure, Francis. I think generally this is the direction in which we are headed in government acquisition. Certainly while the large dollar figure here, $937 million, is high, nevertheless, I think there's a trend towards increasing use of indefinite delivery, indefinite quantity contracts, whether they're government-wide, like the OASIS contract here, or whether they're more tailored to a specific agency. When you have an overworked acquisition workforce that needs to get things done quickly, you're going to be seeing people increasingly turn to these ready-made vehicles to get projects out the door.
And the agencies are looking for help and will take the help where they can get it. You're right, GSA's FedSIM organization was able to work closely with DHS to identify the scope of work and conduct a complex procurement. I mean, the fees are worth it when you're getting that kind of return, it strikes me.
Well, not only are the fees worth it, I mean, first of all, FedSIM is a particularly well-regarded organization inside government acquisition for being able to handle large, complex acquisitions just like this one. Secondly, they were also able to negotiate a fee reduction between GSA and the customer organization, and that's going to save the customer agency some money as well. Here it's DHS. In other places, we've seen GSA negotiate lower fees with the Department of Defense. All that really means is that you have government agencies willing to work with government agencies to not just meet mutual missions, but to meet them in a very common sense, business savvy manner.
And the negotiation part of that seems interesting to me. If we're going to have this on an ongoing basis, then I wonder if at some point we might see some kind of schedule or something like that. If the deal's this much, you get this much of a discount. If it's this much, you get this much. You know, rather than being a negotiation every single time, because that's the point of the contracting vehicles in the first place, right?
Well, right. And in fact, GSA had a lot of those kinds of spreadsheets in place for some of the more typical buys, Francis, that showed what the stated discounts were that were available for specific periods of work. And again, this one's such a large outlier. And then we also have the special deals that GSA negotiated with DOD to reduce fees, in this case for the Air Force and the Army, for using OASIS. It's an interesting phenomenon, because I think almost anybody who charges an access fee for a contract would be happy to negotiate discounts. The structure of GWACs and other indefinite delivery quantity contracts really allows for that type of flexibility, both overall and on a case-by-case basis. Whereas one of the drawbacks of the GSA schedule is when you're using the schedule, it's a flat industrial funding fee across the board. There really is no mechanism in place for capping it or reducing it when agencies are making exceptionally large orders.
You point out another advantage to using a big contract like this, and it's the reducing the risk of protests.
Right. Now, this is such a large buy, $937 million, again, that it would be protestable under the applicable rules, but the fact is it's a very reduced protest exposure. You would be essentially reduced to getting a protest from anybody else who would be on the OASIS contract, the vehicle that was used to execute this purchase. I'm a little surprised we didn't get one here because of the amount of money involved, but I think that probably signals that there was a company with an edge, in this case the awardee, going into this, and that probably most of the other competitors understood that they had a shot, but if the agency went with the company that was awarded Booz Allen, that's probably who they wanted.
You write, if the choice comes down to conducting a full-blown procurement or using an existing vehicle, your customer may choose the latter, especially if time and workload are issues. What's the message that somebody should take away from that if they want to get in on some of this business?
I think if you haven't gotten the message by now, Francis, you got to get it. Beginning the brand new first day of the fiscal year. If you're an IT or professional services contractor in the government, you simply must be on at least one or two of these indefinite delivery, indefinite quantity contract vehicles. Again, whether they're government-wide or specific to an agency. And if you're not on a couple of these, you'd better develop some strong partnerships with companies that are. Because otherwise, you could have the best solution in the world, and you're just going to be sitting on the sidelines hoping that some agency is going to do a full and open competition while your competitors who are on these contracts have that many more ways to reach out to the customer. And if you've got more channels, if you've got more ways for the customer to get to you, that customer is going to find its way to your door more often.
I wish you a happy fiscal new year, first of all.
I've got my party hat on.
I'm not surprised by that one bit. I was actually thinking, as you were coming on the air, about what it must have been like at the Allen House last night with the Guy Lombardo music playing and the party hat and a couple of big bottles of scotch that are probably floating around in various states of consumption.
Brushing that out of the command center.
I can imagine. I guess the good news is the trend that I see, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that as the agencies move to these IDIQs or these other kinds of big vehicles, you cite Oasis and Alliant as just a couple of them in the newsletter this week, that will make it easier for the companies and the agencies to get what they need. And I guess that's what my final question is you write about the choice between a full-blown procurement or using one of these, and as time goes on, I see less and less reason or likelihood that agencies will use full-blown procurements at all. I mean, I know there are special cases where that's appropriate, but for the most part, it seems to me this is where the business is going to go.
Well,
should go, at least.
Well, I think that when you have, there certainly will always be full and open competition, certainly. But when you have a new, relatively less trained than historically may have been the case acquisition workforce, so you have newer people with not as much experience, you don't have as many of those people in acquisition, and yet the needs to drive things through the government's acquisition process don't go down any year. There are as many acquisitions as people can handle and more, particularly if you're in the Department of Defense. So you're going to need to find ways to move the business through efficiently. And one of the ways to do it is by using these indefinite delivery, indefinite quantity contracts, particularly when you have agencies, and it's not just GSA, when you have agencies like NASA with their SEWP contract and NIH, who are very aggressive and acting not just as government people, but in a very entrepreneurial way to attract you to these contracts, it can be a very compelling business case to not just make everybody's life easier, but to make it more efficient and really probably save the government in the long run in terms of lowering its acquisition overhead.
Larry Allen, the president of Allen Federal Business Partners and publisher of the Week Ahead newsletter, thank you as always, my friend.
Thank you, Francis.